Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God the Father and the Lord Christ. Amen. Tuesday of the Passover week was drawing to an end, and Jesus had just finished stunning his disciples with the lesson from the poor widow who gave more than the wealthiest follower of God. And one of his disciples commented, rather innocently, about the noble stones and offerings with which the great temple was being adorned. The Jews were proud of their 45 years plus in the making temple. It had been a long time coming since the desecration and the destruction of the temple during that time between the prophets Malachi the arrival of John the Baptizer. Hopes and dreams of a revitalized Jewish nation were anchored in the temple, their crown jewel. They were so proud. Innocent, as the disciples' comment may have been, Jesus properly identified the grave flaw in the disciples and the entire Jewish nation's thinking. Ever since the people of God had turned away from him as their king so that they could have an earthly king, the people of God rested their faith, their assurances, their hopes, and the things that they could see. Even though the Jews, direct descendants of Jacob's son Judah, were the only tribe remaining of the 12, they felt that their favor with God increased as each new stone was added to the temple. While Jesus' disciples were glorying in this majestic sight, Jesus astonished them with his words. As for these things that you see, the days will come when there will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down. Surely, not again, and not so soon. But it was to be. Wisely, the disciples asked Jesus what the sign would be and when this destruction would take place. Jesus gave them the signs: false Christs, wars and tumults, nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, earthquakes, famines, pestilences, terrors, signs from heaven, and great persecution of Jesus' followers. What a dreadful, awful time. Jesus goes on to further the downward tone of the coming years. Jerusalem would be certainly destroyed, and the world itself would not well survive the coming of the Christ in a cloud with great power and great glory. Take heed, lest you fall. Do not place your trust in the things of this world, this life. Do not set your hopes on what you can see, what you can possess. It will all be taken away. This too shall pass. As we enter into the ending of another church year, the warning words of the end times jolt us back into reality. It should not be hard to see at any time in history the closeness of the last day. We are readily surrounded by wars and rumors of wars, famines, earthquakes, persecutions of the church, and the like. There has never been a time when the church could be certain that Christ would not return. These words from Jesus in St. Luke chapter 21 remind us of the weakness of this life. Heaven and earth will indeed pass away. The things of this life are not getting better. Shame on us for hoping in what we can see. Condemned are we for worshiping the good in this life instead of the only one who is good. How very important are these words of Christ to his beloved bride, the church, especially as we end one church year and begin the next. We, his people, have much of which to repent. Greed, covetousness, pride, envy, lust, hatred, a look in the mirror, a look around our homes, a look around our towns and our country and our world, all but confirm that truth. Jesus' words to his disciples just before the Passover feast strike a heavy hammer blow on their hearts. Jesus has once again shattered their world. He has once again taken away any hope that they had in this life and in this world. Thanks be to God. Where then to turn? This world offers nothing lasting, nothing we can attain in this life can gain us anything in the life to come. The disciples are left only with Jesus in their midst. In just a few short days from that moment, Jesus would show them the true glory of God as the perfect, final sacrifice for sin would be made in his own suffering and death on the cross. Those disciples did not get it. They did not understand what Jesus was doing, but they would. For the disciple of Jesus, should they take our life, goods, fame, child, and wife, should they take away all that we have, they cannot take away everything. Present in such ruin and calamity is still Jesus, the Son of Man, perfect sacrifice for your sin. Jesus never leaves his disciples without hope. One, he is right there with them, which is everything. And two, Jesus says, rather oddly, now when these things begin to take place, straighten up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. When everything is coming down all around you, crashing without end, do not lose hope. Instead, do what no one could ever expect and do what no one could ever do by themselves. Straighten up and raise your heads. Why? Your redemption is drawing near. Where all of the signs of the end of the world are happening, Jesus is there. Your redemption is there. Oh, how blessed are you that your redemption is drawing near here and now. In your busy, hectic, often out of control, depressing, sad, worrisome lives, your redemption is drawing near. Here you are in this place where God in His Word draws near to you. You hear His Word of salvation and forgiveness and redemption spoken into your ears, bringing you peace in the midst of tumults. You receive redemption, everlasting life, as the Word made flesh and blood is handed over to you in bread and wine, bringing you the only true possession you ever need. The Lord Christ is never far from you. He is always drawing near to you, for you are marked with His cross, both upon your forehead and upon your heart, in the waters of baptism. His name is on your brow. He is with you always. 3 days after Jesus' prophecy about the temple's destruction, the true temple was destroyed on the cross. And while it took decades to rebuild the earthly Jerusalem temple, in just 3 days, the temple of God in Christ Jesus would be raised to new life. The redemption of Jesus' disciples was closer than they thought it could be. The same is true for you as well. No matter what befalls you in this life, no matter how bad, how difficult, or even if all is good, lift up your heads, straighten up, for your redemption, your Savior, your Jesus is drawing near. Amen. And now the peace that does pass all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ. Amen.